This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for school. School bells ring. Children sing. It's time for Dougie, Jenny, and Victoria again.
Wow. I'm so excited about where this is going.
Yes, it's very, very good. It's all for the listener, too, Jen. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Here are some things for you to think about. One, two, three. One, two, three. That could apply to almost anything, right? One, me. Jennifer, two. Victoria, three. One, two, three, you're ready to go, and up and down the girls is thinking to herself, what is he talking about?
Three licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Yep, there you go. Okay, so in this circumstance, I'm talking about the last three episodes of Terror in France. They all had one thing in common.
And what was that?
They were all run by women who had been radicalized. No longer are the men playing the most active role in plotting and carrying out attacks.
Because they got smart and they knew we weren't looking for the women. Same thing happened in San Bernardino. I mean, they didn't designate a mastermind, but Tashfeen Malik, who is the wife of Saeed Farouk, was very much involved with this and, from what it looks like, pushed him into this lifestyle because she was really extreme and became one of these, you know, soldiers, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And so why is that? What is there? What's the lesson? What do we need to learn? What's the takeaway from understanding that women now are beginning to step up because so many men are under surveillance? Is that it? Or are they really upset? We think about the women from these countries or these areas as being oppressed. So what is there about, I mean, most of the time when women do things in that part of the world that seems aggressive or active, it's they're shamed for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, look
I would
what happened. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, or I think it's sometimes, I always think of it as they're under duress from the husband.
Well, I think it's actually the opposite. I think the society doesn't look at women as equals that this is their way of being important. That
equalizing it. That's right.
Yeah, I think that this is the way that they can actually get some, acclaim, that they can get respect from their husband's
status.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's very depressing because I expect more from women.
Okay. So let's
makes me very sad.
Let's take another turn here for just a minute. You've heard about the story, this very strict Muslim man who admitted to killing his sister because she married a Christian. You know that story, right?
Mm-hmm. I do not.
Okay. Well, anyway. So this guy, this is a Pakistani guy, very strict, ultra-Orthodox. He's the equivalent of a Hasidic Jew, a Hasidic Muslim, whatever, okay. Whatever they call him. And so it is against the Quran, so he says, to marry outside of your religion. You're an infidel. If you marry an infidel, you're as good as an infidel, and you should be killed.
He practices Sharia law, which that's a piece of.
Yep. So he did. He killed his sister. Now he's trying to explain what it was that he did. And in his mind, I mean, if you read this stuff, you understand how warped, or at least for those of us in the West, or is this just universal? I mean, is this just warped thinking?
But this shouldn't be
corrupted by the mental machinations of interpreting a religion in a way that most of the people who practice this religion say, isn't the way to interpret what the Quran is.
This should not be a surprise to any of us right now. Should it be sad? Yeah, but it's not a surprise. You've got extreme Islam demonstrating every day that if you are an infidel or if you are considered an infidel under Sharia law, you are marked for death, essentially. I mean, everybody tried to make the Orlando attack about going after gay people. That was not the case. These people are going after everybody who is part of the West, everybody who is a American, everybody who is not practicing Sharia law, everybody who doesn't practice, including this guy's sister, they feel they're justified in killing
him.
I mean, they feel like they're going to get rewarded in heaven for
killing
it. That's the motivation that we're dealing with, and that's why when we talk about this stuff and we go, oh, we're going to put boots on the ground and go after these people. No, this has to be a war of ideology, because if you don't fight this like we had to fight communism, you can't change the way people are really thinking.
Mm-mm. It's all about what you're thinking. That's very astute. Yeah, it really is. It's a, and those who are bleeding hearts who just say, oh, well, we've got to understand. You don't understand how these people think, because we don't, for the most part. I mean, if you want to, you can twist it around a little bit to what went on in this country prior to the Civil War, prior to even the 1960s. You can go find story after story after story. Remember the movie Mississippi Burning? Think about what was going on in Mississippi especially, but parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, areas of the Deep South, even northern Florida, where black men were hung and left on the side of the road on trees into the 1920s, 1930s. There were plenty of places in this country. So how's that any different, thinking that way? And many of them did it. They acted. The KKK was ostensibly set up as a religious group, an outshoot of a protesting Christian organization. The KKK are Christians. And they said that this was their, it was their duty to eliminate the impurities of the black race from society. That's how they think. So how's that any different than this Muslim or these Muslims? It isn't, is it?
No. But
tell me how it's different.
It's not. But
it's gone.
What's the answer, though? How did we get it? We made it illegal. That's what we chose to do, but they're not going to make this illegal in other Arab nations.
I think in Jordan it would be illegal. Places like that, Jordan's pretty progressive.
And that's it. And that's why they're a target now. That's why Jordan will fight for us or with us. And that's what we need to be doing more of, is we need people like Jordan. We need that country where there is an understanding, a deeper understanding of what's going on, but a more moderate stance on it. Those are the kind of partnerships we need to be forging into.
Okay, now the next most important story today is that Kim Kardashian got robbed.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Let me bring you from the
hopefully bleeding. The cameras were there so they could get the ratings.
Yeah. From the bleeding heart to the beating heart. And when I say beating, yours is beating, B-E-A-T-I-N-G. But also, we could apply beating, B-E-E-T-I-N-G, if you're on Super Beats. Beats are a fascinating part of mythology. If you go back to the Greek era, the Roman era, beets were the most popular vegetable. Did you know that? That they go back? This is the longest living, quote unquote, beetroot. They call it, it's a root vegetable. And you wonder, like with animals and with people, where these things developed. How over the years has one seed from one kind of a plant developed into all these other plants? Even if you think only about what grows below the ground, like sweet, what do they call it, yams and that sort of thing, sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, beets, all of the things that we can think of that grow below the ground. And how did that happen? The first beets were aphrodisiacs. Did you know that?
No.
Okay.
They're a pretty color, though.
Yes, I can imagine.
Anything that's purple or red is always good for the heart and blood flow. So that makes sense. Any vegetables like that.
That's where the nitric oxide comes from. That's pretty astute on your part, Victoria.
Well, thank you. I learned it from Dr. Oz.
Did you?
I did.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
The staff doctor here on the good.
Dr. Oz, Dr. Stockwell, Dr. Kronhaus. Yep. So anyway, to bring it up to modern times, the beet and what's in it, as Victoria's just suggested, we are focused on beets and super beets because of the benevolence of what's inside the beet. Nitric oxide is released by the beets that are, the beets for super beets are non-GMO beets. They grow them especially for super beets. They cook them. They dry them, they then powder them up, and that's what you get when you open the canister of Super Beets. You've got this wonderful this powder that you can scoop up, put into a glass of water or a smoothie, and you're all set for energy all day long. All pure, all natural, all good. Nothing comes from this. No caffeine. There's nothing artificial. It's nature helping you to be your best. That's really the bottom line. Victoria's on it. Jennifer's on it. Richie's on it. I'm on it. We all are taking Super Beats. So move into the next chapter of your health by calling 800-655-4183 and order your first supply of Super Beats. You haven't been on the bandwagon yet. Let's get going. 800-655-4183. And I've arranged for you to get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beats free when you have your first order delivered to you. Comes when you call 800-655-4183, you get the book, Beat the Odds, you get free shipping. All of that comes to you so that you can have this antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-everything bad for you, nothing but good for you product. It opens up the veins, gets the blood to your muscles, to your heart, all your organs, to your brain. It is super. It's a super product, thus Super Beats. 800-655-4183 to get all the benefits. You can also order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to DJVShow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to DJVShow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's DJVShow.com.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father. A son.
A daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness.
A substance use disorder.
With support from family and community.
We are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so it looks like Kim Kardashian was badly shaken up, but physically unharmed after a couple of guys dressed up as police officers tied her up and took $10 million in jewelry. What kind of nutbird carries $10 million in jewelry?
She's at Paris. Okay, just for some context here. She's at Paris. She's at Paris Fashion Week. Yeah. These are all borrowed jewels. Some of them may have been her own, but most of the time, designers pay her to wear their clothes and their jewelry. So she has a room full of stuff that stylists have laid out for her. So she is a big target beyond just being Kim Kardashian.
Which is a big enough target, isn't
it? Which is, by the way,
where's her security staff?
They managed to get her alone somehow. I mean, this was a pretty well thought out thing. I think her one security guy was actually part of this, right? Wasn't he put away with her, I think?
I don't know. The latest that I saw was on Fox News, and it doesn't mention her security guard or where the kids were, because her children are with her. So we don't know. Now they're at the George Sank, and they're under police protection.
That's a really smart idea. Think about how many stories you hear about these big jewel thieves that try to come up with these things. That's actually not a dumb one, I guess.
No.
Nobody's ever targeted me for a jewelry heist. How come?
Can't imagine
it's
why.
All that nice stuff you wear.
The tractor heist.
Follow the discussion of Kim Kardashian, Twitter at DJVShow, Facebook.com/DJVShow. It's 21 after the hour.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
23 after the hour now with the DJV focusing on SNL. How about that? All these Notorious B.I.G. on SNL with DJV.
LOL.
LOL, thank you. Mm-hmm. The weekend update, here's some audio from the, this is a focus on Colin Copernicus and why
Colin Kaepernick.
He doesn't stand for the national anthem.
It's mostly white guys that are upset, you know, and I can understand why white guys love the national anthem so much, because this country has always been great for white guys. You absolutely should defend the national anthem. If I was white, I'd always defend the national anthem. I expect white guys to defend the national anthem like I expected Felicia Rashad to defend Bill Cosby. I'm sure when people were protesting the Cosby show, Claire Huxtable was like, I don't know what he did to y'all, but the made me rich.
She has been silent throughout all this, hasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, pretty silent.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the weekend update joking about the new African-American History Museum.
The National Museum of African-American History opened on the Washington Mall this week, and it gives a detailed account of black history in the U.S. Or, for a different version of black history, give my grandpa scotch.
Huh? Okay.
His racist grandpa probably. Yeah. Give him a scotch, right. She'll tell
the
you.
The most funny, the funniest of all of the things going on this weekend, there was a lot of Hillary and Trump stuff, and Alec Baldwin has appeared now on SNL to play Donald Trump.
With Obama, she and Obama stole my microphone. They took it to Kenya. They took my microphone to Kenya, and they broke it, and now it's broken. You hear that? I'm picking up somebody's sniffing here. I think it's her sniffs. She's been sniffing all night. Testing. Gina. Huge Gina.
Senator Clinton, what do you think about that?
I think I'm going to be president.
Wow, he really nailed the voice.
Alec
I didn't
Baldwin
hear that.
Was phenomenal yeah. as Trump.
What else went on so during funny. That? There was a Family Feud, and then what else did they? There were a couple of sketches.
They had a sketch that was a news report of a sinkhole in Tampa, Florida, But the sinkhole ended up not being the story. The story was why this very regular guy had an extremely hot girlfriend, and all the newscast and news reporters and even the guest that they had on to talk about the sinkhole back at the news station was trying to figure out why the guy had a very hot girlfriend. And it was a very, very funny sketch. So a good show. I mean, I haven't watched it in a while, and it was very good.
All right, next up, musically, Lady Gaga is in the focus, is officially the halftime show star for the Super Bowl, but she also has a new album to promote. She announced yesterday she's choosing the intimacy of dive bars over arenas to showcase songs from Joanne. Why is she calling it Joanne?
That's her middle name, and it's also she's named after her father's sister who died when she was very young of a disease. I forget what. Lupus, maybe, or something like that. I forget.
So she's going to appear in a handful of bars this week as sort of a nod to the album's what they call raw Americana vibe. She got her start in bars. That's where she's a bar. She's a saloon singer. That's why she got along so well with the Tony Bennett. That's why that worked, because he's a saloon singer as well when he got started. Gaga,
well, the cool thing is we'll be able to see it live, which is great for people who aren't in the dive bars.
So Bud Light is the sponsor of this tour, interestingly enough, right? Anyway, the performance will be streamed live on Bud Light's Facebook page at a time to be announced, as will the October 20th and 27th bar shows. Bar audiences will be made up of concert winners. So that's the latest from Gaga, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Listen carefully. If you're tired of having your dog chew up your shoes, dig up your favorite plants, scratch your expensive furniture, raid the garbage man, or whine or bark all the time, your dog probably just needs something more constructive to do. Dogs are really energetic animals. If they don't find an appropriate outlet for that energy, they will resort to ways that will get rid of that energy, some you're not going to like. It's really important. Dogs are meant to have an active life, and a lot of people have backyards that are fenced, which is a good thing. They'll let their dog in the backyard, assuming the dog is getting all the exercise it ever needs. And that's not true. In other words, if you look out in your backyard, chances are your dog is maybe occasionally chasing a squirrel, but chances are lying under the oak tree taking a little nap. So it's really important to encourage your dogs to exercise. Go out in the backyard with them. My backyard is always decorated with different items for the dogs to play with. Exercise is important for you, it's important for your dog, and your house will stay in the same shape it is right now. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Napa know-how.
Napa has Castrol GTX conventional, high mileage, and Edge full synthetic motor oil on sale starting at $349 a quart. But how do you know which one to get? Well, if your engine sounds like this, or even this, we have a Castrol for it, starting at $349 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 11/13/16.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Perspective. It's Doug and Jennifer and Victoria, the DJV experience, our relationship, our friendship, conversation that we have. If you haven't taken our survey, by the way, if you want to sound off on what we do on the air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, we have a new website, djvshow.com. You can go there and click on the big green survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about you. Tell us what you think about what's going on. It's pretty easy.
Make sure to give us your social security number.
Right. Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Everything.
That's not part of it.
And you could win $300 in cash We'll do a random drawing when we're done with this later in the month, and five lucky listeners will get $300 in cash for having participated in telling us about you and what you think. That'll be nice. Speaking of investigations, the goal, it seems, is to keep corporate executives honest and to try to give the public some sense that there's credibility and honesty in corporate boardrooms. Now, if we look at the recent action by Wells Fargo's board, you say, yep, they clawed back that dough from that guy. They didn't really. The bank, so you understand what they did. They said they wanted to get back the stock options, the grants, if you will, that went to the two top executives because of the phony accounting scandal that has come up. But the this is something, whether we're just finding out about it now. They knew this was going on 3 years ago. Did you realize that? These two guys that run Wells Fargo knew this, and they've been firing the employees over the past 2 or 3 years. It's not like they just fired them all last Wednesday. They've been firing them because they came up short. Now what's happening is that a group of lawyers have gotten the employees who were fired because they didn't move, they didn't meet the standards that were set by the corporate executives at Wells Fargo. They're suing the bank for like $900 jillion,
that's a lot.
Yeah, it's really, I guess there are two thoughts that I have here about recouping compensation from the top executives. Most of the time it's just stock that they have been given that hasn't been vested yet. So it's not like you're taking money from somebody's bank account. You're taking something that they would have gotten in the future, just so you understand what really goes on here. And when people find that out, they realize, well, it didn't really hurt them as much as it might. It'll hurt them in the future, or perhaps their heirs, because they can't cash in on stock options that they've been given. But to be fair and honest, there are a lot of companies that are cooking their books and screwing around with the employees. And that brings me around to thinking about Donald Trump and this whole business about him and the tax returns and what he got. People think he's getting away with something. He's not getting away with anything. He may have screwed some smaller contractors. I don't disagree that there are probably smaller contractors that have suffered because they did work for the Trump organization. There's nothing in that that's ethical, legal, moral, honorable, nothing. But the other side of it is that if you were to discount that or just put it aside for a moment, not to denigrate the loss that those people have had. But when you think about all the jobs that have been provided by that, whether he lost money or didn't, he was clever with his accountants, whatever. You think he's the only one who's doing it? I go back to the Wells Fargo guys. Look at the books, these banks. I want to see the books for all these banks. I want to see the books for these, the companies that have so outrageously. I found out this weekend because a friend of mine was working. I was over at a car dealership, and I happened to see somebody I haven't seen for a long time, and he was negotiating to buy a car. And so they gave him a couple of different options, and one of them was to completely finance the car if he wanted to. 100% financing. The interest rate was 18%.
Whoa!
If you chose that option.
Why would he do that?
He didn't, but I'm just saying.
We did a full finance. We just drove off the lot without a penny out of our pocket, and we're paying like 4%.
Yeah.
Well, how's his credit?
Yeah, his credit must be really bad.
It's probably not very, very good. Yeah. But still, under the surface.
What kind of people are you hanging out with?
Well, I used to sell to people like that when I was in the car business. And the only reason you get 18% quoted is because you usually don't pay, and I'm taking a big risk on lending you the money.
Yeah.
Right.
But they come. But anybody, they brought me around to wondering, Richie, and this is what I was going to bring up with you. You go by these places that say, we finance everybody.
Yeah, my brother got one of these.
What in the world kind of interest? Is it his money or is he using a bank?
It depends. It could be both. He could be using a bank. If you're good enough to get bought by a bank, he uses the bank. Mm-hmm. If you're not good enough to get bought by the bank and he can
point to your house. He can see where you live. He can see where you work. He knows where your mother lives. And he knows that you have a regular job. He'll use his money, and he'll keep not only the profit from selling the car, but then the profit for the interest.
So what kind of, what's the point system? So everybody knows when you borrow money like this, how much Rich McFadden, by the way, who's at the controls in our studio today, had before he became a radio guy, a lot of experience in his family's car business. So when you're buying a car from somebody, whether it's new or used, what kind of points are built into the loan for the dealer? What's the dealer getting out of it?
Well, they just mark up the rate. So if they're buying it for 3%, they mark it up to 4% and they keep a point. And then
I was wondering if they kept a point.
I mean, it depends. For you, I might be able to keep a point. For Jennifer, I might be able to keep a point. For you, I might be able to keep 2 points.
Thank you.
You know?
Are they? Thank you. When someone's paying 18%, is there a huge margin on that too? Like, are they making more money off the person who has the worst credit?
The bank is the one taking the risk there, so
right.
They could be charging 16%.
Okay.
I get so tired of saying, I know people rip me off. Well, you know what? You're the one who signed the bills, and you're the one that signed for it.
You're the one who signed for it. Don't be blaming somebody else.
Yeah,
for
anybody who ever walks on my lot and then walks away and says, I ripped you off, listen, you had every chance to call somebody, to leave, to come back next week, to go get a lawyer, to go get a mechanic, to go with whatever you do. You're big boys and girls now. You're the ones who make decisions and sign the papers. So when you walk into a dealership, you should be prepared to make an educated purchase.
Yeah. And you do. You have nobody to blame but
yourself.
Same
thing when you walk into a bank.
If you don't do that.
You walk into a bank, you need to be educated. You need to be able to make a purchase. Jennifer is so great when she did her mortgage. She talks about this all the time. She went through all the paperwork. She knew what she was signing. She knew what she was going
through. Most people don't do that.
Oh, you're right.
Most people don't at all.
You've got to know what you're doing.
Yeah. I remember when I signed the mortgage that we just got requited a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles. It literally took me an hour to sign everything, and the documents were the size of a telephone book.
Oh, yeah. They bring in this big stack of papers, and it's overwhelming.
And you think, and some of the things, as I turned out later, one of the reasons I won is because of the robo sign. There were some documents, excuse me, they took my signature and they duplicated. They look at how many times you sign, and there's a machine that can look at your signature. Did you know that?
There's a machine here.
That duplicates. You have one?
Yeah, because we send out all these letters, thank you, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So we put the president's name in there, and
it duplicated.
Paper in there, and it just sign.
Yeah, right. So there's all kinds of ways to play with people and their money.
But you could. I was talking to my son about this yesterday. One of my favorite songs ever is Led Zeppelin's "Nobody's Fault But Mine." And once you realize that you have the power, that anything that happens to you is because you allowed it to happen
but
to you.
But you see, we're being taught we buy everybody out of their problems. There's certain elements, like the banks are dirty and they're no good son of a bees. But the other side of it is that we, through the congressional actions of us not putting the right people in there to watch them, to allow situations to exist where these people look at the people on the banking committee, the Senate and the House, and who their donors are, their chief donors are, and see how much money is going in. Of course, it's all
about. Just be careful what you wish for, though. You could end up with government-controlled banks, and you don't want that either.
No, I don't want that either.
Well, we were actually talking. We had dinner with friends the other night, and the guy in the couple, his former roommate used to work at Wells Fargo, and a few years ago, he quit because he said the incentives that they kept pushing on everybody to open more and more accounts, which is essentially what happened, and with this big collapse, he said he felt like he was working for a pyramid scheme, and that's why he quit. He knew there was just something really shady going on. So, and the managers were pushing it. They gave them literature on how to sell more and how to like open duplicate accounts. I mean, it was really, really corrupt.
Yeah, they sponsored the duplicate accounts.
Absolutely.
They came up with the idea.
Yeah.
The employees didn't come up with that. The bank management came up with
that. Yeah, but I don't understand why. They have to pay more commissions then. What's in it for the management?
They see they meet the goals.
Right, they had quotas. That they
incentives.
All
quotas.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing in it. It's
it costs them money to meet the goals because they have to pay. I don't get it.
Well, because they supposedly they weren't getting more money. The people working there to meet the quotas were just fudging and taking money from accounts that they already had,
right,
and duplicating the accounts, whether it be credit cards or savings accounts or whatever it is. They came up with different ways, and it took them 4 or 5 years to get caught.
Yeah.
Okay. Up next, NFL ratings down, and nobody is sure why that is. We'll talk about television along with what's on TV tonight in just a moment here.
Napa Know-How.
If it seems like the last time you changed your antifreeze was when cassette tapes were all the rage, it's time to pick up a gallon of Prestone antifreeze at Napa for only $12.99. It's the best way to protect your engine from the harsh elements. And unlike cassettes, paying $12.99 for a gallon of Prestone antifreeze never gets old. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/13/16.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount, subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid port-in. Must choose from porting. Carrier rates applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carryover and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
All right, 47 after the hour. Ratings are down for the football season. That's something that hasn't happened lately. It seems to be the American sport. But why are the ratings down? I'm sure everybody's got their down 12% from last year.
A lot of people are speculating that it's this whole taking a knee, supporting people.
Colin Kaepernick.
Or Colin Kaepernick, him too. Yeah, but most people are speculating that that has something to do with it. There's just been a lot of weird stuff with the NFL. I mean, they wouldn't let the Dallas Cowboys put patches on to honor, like just a patch on their uniform to honor the fallen Dallas police officers that were shot a few weeks ago. And
it annoyed a lot of people.
It annoyed a lot of people. And then you see that they were allowed to do, you know, they didn't have a problem when they did the hands up, don't shoot things. So there's a lot of people thinking maybe it's something to do with the Black Lives Matter movement.
And then also, you got to remember Monday Night Football a few weeks ago went up against the most watched political debate in decades.
For sure.
So.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we have here for a new. I'm looking at some of these new shows. I haven't seen anything about this Fox show called The Exorcist with Gina Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on yet?
Huh? It's actually supposed to be really good. My mom was watching it. I've got it on my DVR like I do all the new shows. but it's on Friday, and it seems to be getting a lot of praise from critics. It seems to be doing okay in the ratings, but it's tough going up against Blue Bloods. But not so bad. I think it's worth checking out if you like that kind of, you know, mind thriller kind of genre.
All right, what's on tonight, Jen?
All right, tonight you've got a new TV show coming out on NBC. It's called Timeless, and this is the pilot episode, so if you want to check it out, you can do that. There's a trio that is chasing the disaster of the Hindenburg of 1937 in the series premiere. This is a sci-fi action series about a professor, a soldier, and a scientist teaming up that travel through time to battle out some master criminal that alter human history. So you can check that out. Sounds kind of interesting to me. Timeless on NBC. Lucifer has a brand new episode on Fox at 9 o'clock. Also, the season 3 premiere of Scorpion on CBS at 9. And you've got your big reality shows tonight as well. The Voice on NBC at 8 and Dancing with the Stars. Week number 4. The competition is heating up. That's on ABC at 8.
Really? Dancing with the Stars. Nobody's jumped on stage though in the last week or so.
Not yet. No, they freed Ryan Lochte.
That's it. All right. That's a good job. Thank you, Jennifer Horn, with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Pack now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time now for us to think technology, to think about what will be different this fall from last fall or earlier this year. And are some of these technological creations going to be big on somebody's Christmas list? Joining us now is Mario Armstrong, who's a digital lifestyle expert, somebody who's won an Emmy as a host. He's on television a lot, a digital and technology commentator for NBC's Today Show, Headline News, and lots of other credits. He's been around and understands what is new, what's significant. So are we talking about toys, Mario? Do you think technologically created toys are designed, developed just for the Christmas season?
Yeah, you know, I think there's two trends that I think are going to be big for the holiday season. I think, number one, the ability to kind of have more personalization. So being able to really personalize and create more custom experiences with the devices that you have, I think that's one big thing. And then the other is stuff that gives you uses beyond its intended use, so that there are bigger benefits.
What would be an example of that, Mario? What's an example?
An example would be Lego with their Lego Mindstorms. We all know Lego has, for kids for years, has been great for like building and creating and designing using blocks and things of that nature. But this now has also evolved in enabling you to not only use that versatility of Lego building, but now to combine it with programming and robotics. It's a really fun way for kids to really create their own robots, different styles, different types, be able to control those robots and bring them to life is a really fundamental way of starting to get kids interested in engineering, coding, software, technology. And so I think even though it's an awesome, fun toy to play with, like I know a lot of adults that play with these. Yeah. They're so much fun. But for kids, they're learning so many core skills that it's really very educational. And the fact that it includes, like, an included remote, the fact that it has an app that goes along with it that's free, the EV3 programmer app, gives you the ability to do all types of ready-made missions and fun, challenging things with your friends around building robots.
Wow, okay, this is a great idea. Now, let's move to some of the other things, from things like Lego to electronic devices, smartphones. We have a lot of talk about the Samsung phone and its problems and the new iPhone. What do you see in smartphones coming in this fall?
Yeah, so what's really innovative, it's interesting. You got a lot of phones coming out that's just trying to jam so many things into it. And for some people, they like that, and that's fine. But what Motorola has done is really a unique and innovative approach. So they have a family of phones called the Moto Z. That's the Moto Z phone, the Moto Z Force, and the Z Play phones. So any of the Moto Z phones can actually be transformed into an entirely new device. What I mean by that, it's really cool, and I have it with me on set, but what I mean by that is if you take the Moto Z phone or one of the Z family phones, you can snap on to the back of that phone very easily these add-on accessories that turn the phone into new devices. So, for example, they have a this thing called the Hasselblad True Zoom Moto Mods. That's what they're called, by the way, Moto Mods. These things that attach to the Motorola phone are called Moto Mods. So you can have different mods. And so this one will, if you attach this advanced camera, you actually get a 10-time optical zoom camera attached to your phone, which is huge. 10 times optical zoom is like carrying a separate, very high-powered digital camera with you. You can turn your phone into a projector. They have a mod that's called the Moto InstaShare projector. So anything on the screen can be projected onto the wall or to another screen. The JBL Sound Boost speaker, that's another mod that connects to it to give you better sound. There's one that gives you 22 hours of battery life, the Incipio Off-Grid Power Pack mod. So all these mods, you can read up about this at motomods.com. They need to be used with the Moto Z family of phones, but they really take that one phone or that one device and turn it into other devices that are usable.
All right, let's talk about, we have a minute or so left, some home comfort ideas that may be good for people getting a good night's rest, for example.
The first one is the LG ArtCool Premier. Now, this is a duct-free, single-zone air conditioning system that has styling power. It's really great to heat, in this case, as we're going into the winter months, or cool any room of the house. It features a really interesting and really powerful technology called low ambient heating, which means it's been tested and it can operate as low as negative 13 degrees Fahrenheit if it was ever that cold. So you get powerful performance from it, and you can control it and monitor it with your mobile app as well through the LG Smart AC.
Television lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong, great subject matter, great ideas. Thank you for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It's what I do for a living, and I love doing it to help people make good decisions. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your listening. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.